You're all set.
Thank you.
Okay, we ready to start?
Yes.
Yep.
We start with a pledge. Pledge to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic
for which, it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice
for all.
It sounds so good on Zoom.
Yeah, right. Karen, you want to call the roll call?
Andy Cota?
Here.
Bev Moran?
Here.
Ron Sill?
Here.
James Butler Sr.?
Here.
Bruce Sill? John Bittman? Sal Frascino?
Here.
I know John Bittman's here, but I didn't hear him say anything.
I did say here.
His mouth is moving, but I don't hear anything.
Yeah, John is answering. He's just not coming across.
Okay.
Okay, roll call is completed. So number three is additions or deletions to the agenda. Does anybody have any additions or deletions to the agenda?
Nope.
If there's none, then we'll go on to the acceptance of the minutes of November 9th, 2020. Has everybody had a chance to read them? I don't think we had a lot of activity, but everybody's read them.
I move they be accepted as presented.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second?
I'll second that, Andy.
Okay, Jim Butler, second. All in favor of acceptance of the minutes?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, so move. Okay, so we're moving to the number four, number five, the public portion. Do we have anybody from the public? It looks like I see John Netto waving his hand over there. John, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Well,
yep, we hear you.
Okay, John Netto, 141 Park Ave, Derby, Connecticut. Here tonight on behalf of Boys of Summer. Also in the meeting is Ken Supersano. One of our longtime members of Boys of Summer. I know we've talked in the past, but basically we want to submit a proposal of a substantial donation to use Payden Park for our upcoming spring and summer season. We have the proposal. I've emailed it out. We have a draft of it, but it's well in excess of around $18,000 proposal to use the facility. It kind of describes what we're looking for and if you might be able to use the donation, but in turn, we want to buy the time in bulk. We know we've looked at and used it in the 4-hour blocks, but we're looking for a long-term, season-long proposal to use the field a couple of nights a week and on weekends for games. The big upside for the city of Derby is that we're opening it up for you to have concessions and also make money on the concession stand and the opportunity we're going to fill with two teams and spectators as well as players. One of the many of the parks we go to and play at, their concession stand is most of their profit to run their organizations. We are not looking for that. We're just looking to hopefully benefit the city and also benefit from the use of the field. So if you want, well, I emailed it to you, but we can go over formalities on the proposal after you read it to go back and forth. But again, it's a substantial proposal to show that we're serious and not just kicking tires because as we're trying to plan our season ahead.
Sounds good.
Hey, John, you've been talking to Dennis on this too, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
We it's an educated calculation that Ken Supersano came up with. We saw what you guys charged for the individual events. However, we're looking for the bulk rate, and he's on. I'm sure he'll speak in the public portion also. And I don't want to take up a lot of your time, but I did want you to show that we're serious about Payden Park, and it's a beautiful place. And I think it would benefit both programs, the City of Derby and Boys of Summer.
Hey, John, quick question. You have a pencil. I'll give you my new email address.
Okay.
Yeah, the other one, something happened to it, defaulted. So anybody that needs my new email, I'll give it to them right now.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, it's Andy, A-N-D-Y,
yep.
slash coda at currently.com. That's C-U-R-R-E-N-T-L-Y.com. I mean, it's dash. When I say it's slash, I'm sorry. It's dash.
I was just going to correct that.
It's Andy-L-Coda. Right. That's right.
At currently.com.
Yeah, right. That's AT&T. That's their new site.
Okay, perfect. So we'll forward that to you so you can put it out to the board and wherever we have to go from here. But again, we spent some time on it. We didn't want to think we're pulling punches. We wanted to make a substantial donation for the use of the field where it's serious, not, you know. Okay.
Okay. Now, do you have Karen's email address? Because she sends out a lot of stuff. If not, I can. If you send me a notification, I'll make sure she gets everything, and I'll give you her email address also.
So what I'll do is I'll email you and Ken Supersano, and then you can forward all of us. And include Karen's, and this way we'll have, you know, a good open line of communication through email.
Okay, because Dennis is handling the meat of it, but we have had discussions, so we're looking forward to a good partnership there. So
perfect, so thank you.
That'll be good.
All right, thanks.
Okay, anybody else from the public?
Oh, I'm sorry, could I ask a question about that?
Sure.
Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
I was wondering, you want to start this in the spring, coinciding with school baseball?
We did not put dates and times in because we knew there would be some, we'd have to obviously be flexible for that. But when it's available, yes, we would love to get on the field when it's available during that time. We would obviously be second fiddle to any school or middle school events or anything like that. But we're not looking for concrete dates, and we'd be flexible for anything that the city needs. Or if the city had the benefit to rent it out besides us, we would be more than flexible to change our so as we go weekly. We're actually just looking for hours to plan practices and games.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, we're going to have the high school baseball team and the high school softball team. Which would be a pretty significant schedule. However, I'm sure you guys are creative with, your practice time, knowing that, you know, what you have to deal with when you're looking for fields. But there should be plenty of time as well. Anyway, even though we are managing those programs, I think We should have an easy time looking for some time for you guys.
Perfect.
That's it.
If I may, folks, hi, I'm Ken Supersano, 22 Mayflower Lane. I live in Shelton. I act as one of the directors of the Boys of Summer program and an assistant coach to one of the teams. So yes, Dennis, actually what we're fortunate is all of our teams this year are made up of high school baseball players. So come April 11th, the start of the CIAC spring season, we can't practice or have any activities with our program. So we wouldn't interfere at all with Derby baseball or softball's usage of the field. For us, it would be if we get lucky and the weather cooperates and we can sneak a few games in before April 11th, we might be able to do some scrimmages with local programs, local high school teams. If they want to come and play us, we'd be happy to play them. The bulk majority of the time we're looking for is July 1st to November 1st is really what we're looking to do. And in obviously keeping enough open time for other members of the community to be able to use the field. But, you know, certainly the East Shore Travel League, of which what we play in, they would welcome a beautiful new facility to schedule games and bring people through. We certainly want to open up as many opportunities for the community to come watch baseball, for local high school kids to man your concession stands, et cetera. We're not looking for revenue from concessions. We're not looking for any of that. We just want to hopefully come to a reasonable agreement on cost and be able to use and showcase your facility.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right, thank you very much. Anybody else from the public? Anybody else from the public?
Yes, I'd like to speak.
Go ahead. Hi,
Tom Wine, Eddie Sunset Drive, Derby. I was up there working when that organization was there for 4 hours. And I just want to tell you that is that program is run professional. The boys well-behaved. And I think this would be a great thing for the city of Derby to have that up there. So there was not a problem. They were excellent. That's all I want to tell you. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Anybody else from the public?
Bill Harris, 511 Roosevelt Drive in Derby. I sent a letter to Dennis O'Connell just a little while ago. I'm positive he probably hasn't seen it yet, but this is I wanted to read this letter to the Park and Rec Committee. It has to do with the renaming or the naming of the fields at Whittick Park in memory of Mario Tessitore, who passed away in April. And so a little background that Mr. Tessitore, he's well known throughout the city of Derby as a founder of the Derby Youth Soccer Program and as its leader for nearly 40 years. Memorializing these fields is justified by his lifelong advocacy of the beautiful game in our community and recognizes his many contributions to the city of Derby, its children and their families. Since 1981, thousands of children in the city of Derby have learned to play soccer and more importantly, benefit from life lessons taught participating in this sport. During Mr. Tessitore's tenure as the president of Derby Youth Soccer, enrollment has been consistent and continues to thrive even with all the competing recreational activities for youngsters today. The popularity of the game in our community led to the establishment of girls and boys soccer program at the Derby High School in the 1990s, and the very construction of the fields at Whittick Park is further evidence of the popularity of the sport that Mr. Tessitore introduced to our city. His positive influence is not only defined by his contributions to the city. Mr. Tessitore is a longtime referee for the state of Connecticut and has officiated Connecticut Junior Soccer Association games throughout the valley and surrounding communities. He was especially active in Ansonia and Oxford and was often complimented by spectators on his fairness and even-tempered officiating, even by parents of the losing team. He was a member of the Connecticut Soccer Officials Association, officiating high school games at many high schools in the state of Connecticut. So for these reasons, the naming of Whittick Park soccer fields in memory of Mario is proposed to recognize his personal commitment to a sport that Derby's children love to play. And I'm writing this letter on behalf of the Tessitore family and the Derby Youth Soccer Board. And we thank the Park and Rec for your consideration of this proposal.
Okay, you forwarded that to us?
Yes, Dennis, I forwarded it to Dennis.
Okay.
I'll forward it to anybody that you want me to. Dennis was the only email I had access to, so.
Yeah, well, in the past, and the people that have been on the committee for a long time can tell you that one of the biggest things that we have in Derby is a lot of things are already pre-named. So that's what we always have to be cautious for. You know, so if there's an opening possibility, we would probably be more than glad to address your issue. The thing that we've had is they've had so many names at so many parks that sometimes it gets confusing. But we will look at that and we'll find out if there's a portion of that park or field, whatever it is, that is not named, and we will get back to you.
Okay, great. Appreciate that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Is there anybody else from the public? Anybody else from the public like to speak? If there's no one from the public, then we'll move on to the to Dennis's report. Parks and Rec Director Dennis, you're up.
I don't have a real lot to talk about due to the fact that the pandemic is keeping us from doing what we normally do. Our winter programs have basically been canceled. Specifically, that would be youth basketball, which we weren't able to do. We do have some basketball being played at the community center. It's not structured through the youth basketball program. However, we do have participation at the community center with people playing basketball. We try to keep the numbers down low so that, you know, we could keep things safe for the participants. But that is, that can be a struggle and that can be a challenge because, you know, there's a lot of people that want to play. And sometimes we have to, you know, not permit them as much as they would like. So hopefully in the springtime, we're able to resume what we do. However, you know, we'll know, you know, as these weeks and months go by, we'll know where we stand with that. But that is certainly what we are hoping for. They made some changes, and I will be preparing the budget, which is going to be due on February 1, which is a new date for that. So that'll be coming up. I don't really have much more to say. Our budget is, you know, strong because we're really not spending a lot of money. We are looking into a new grass cutter, which is probably going to cost $10,000 to $12,000, which we should be have no problem with the money due to the fact that we're really not spending a lot.
Buy that under the current budget that you have now?
Well, yes. Well, yeah. We, you know, we have programs. I would have to do some transferring within the budget, which, you know, which is okay and that's easy. But we do have the money, so that should be something that we're able to do.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. So I don't really have anything else, unless anybody has some questions of me.
No, I don't think so.
Dennis,
anybody else?
About 20 kids on the field yesterday playing football or doing something about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Is that something you were aware of? Or?
No, I did not see that yesterday.
20, 25 people, it looked like, organized on the football field about 2 o'clock or so.
Okay. Well, I'm sure they're playing flag football. Is that what you saw?
John, did you have an answer to that? I see John was looked like he had some answer to that.
Yeah, we were up there a couple of times and saw them. They're just kids from a bunch of different towns, and they come up there to work out. It's nothing legitimately organized, like where there's an organization, but there's a group of kids that get together from different towns. I think it was stemmed from the 7-on-7. Some of those kids and high school kids, they just decided to meet up there and get a workout in. But they're from all over, because I asked where they were from. I didn't know if there was someone that we were dealing with or not, but they're just kids playing. They're not causing trouble, but they kind of organize themselves.
Yeah, just something I think Dennis would
be. And Andy, I was up there Sunday, and they are playing flag football, and they're playing from sideline to sideline, and there's two sets of teams. I went over to make sure they all had the proper spikes on and everything was good. So they go up there every week.
Yeah, but they're organized. That's where the problem starts to come in. If they're organized, then there has to be some kind of regulations on organized activity. Otherwise, anybody can organize, go up there and just do whatever they want to do. You see the problem with that? Unless I'm wrong, Dennis, what am I missing there?
Well, you think that's something I would want to interfere with? I don't think so. I think they organize themselves, and that's it. I don't think.
I just think
how about insurance on them, Andy? How about insurance on them?
Yeah, well, that I don't know, because this is the first time that we've actually heard about that.
Well, it's not a structured program, and insurance, you know, a Pop Warner, leagues, Little League, of course we have insurance. But for free play, there's never insurance for free play. And I think that's what this would be categorized as such. This is just free play. Yeah. It's pickup. I mean, listen, if everybody really wants them to not be there,
I just think we need to take a look at it. That's all. I think that we have to determine if that's going to be okay or if it's not, because, you know, we do have people that want to be using the parks and stuff. So, and like you say, free play, I don't think I've heard of that before, but whatever you think. I think we need more discussion on it so that there's not confusion later on, because there's other organizations that want to use these parks, and some we actually have them pay. So I think we need to make sure that we're not stepping on other people by just anybody taking the field when they want to. It may not be an issue, but I think it's something that deserves a conversation.
Yeah, I think, Dennis, if you just went up there, introduce yourself and say, you know, I'm here and just want to know what you guys are doing. It's fine, whatever, you know. And you know priorities of somebody from Derby wants it.
That's happened with me, and I've actually told some participants that they couldn't be there. And that's because, you know, I knew these people were not Derby people. They were told that, you know, I said, hey, have your workout, but don't come back, because really this is not permitted. And they didn't. But I suspect that these are our kids, John, some of them.
I believe there was some Derby kids there. I wasn't familiar. I couldn't say like a definite name, but if I see them again, I'll ask or I'll nose around more. They weren't a program. It's more like, you know, nowadays they just send out a group text and say, hey, we're meeting up here at this and this time. Let's go play some football. But
because I know there are people that come there and they work out, and some of them even have instructors they work out with. I don't think that's been a problem, has it?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's ever questioned that. What I think we have to be more concerned about is that there's formal activity that we need to know about and understand what the criteria is for what they're doing. You know, because
if anybody was looking to rent the facility, certainly those people would not be permitted to do what they're doing.
Right.
But at this point in time, they're not taking the place of anything.
Okay.
So if we had a structured program going on there, then of course they would be out. They couldn't have the time.
Yeah. You mean sort of like the walkers, like that, you mean? Like what happens if there's an official game and people normally would not be walking on the field? It would be like that, right? In other words, they would have to leave if it's something from the city.
If we had something that, you know, we put in there, they can't be there.
Call me your prayer, Dennis, and after this Thursday, probably nobody will be on the fields.
Yeah, right. How about Wednesday when it starts to snow? That's okay. As long as we have an idea that something is going on there, that's the main thing. We don't want, like you say, you don't want to find out that there's a team from another city coming here and using our fields for practice and pickup games or something. That doesn't make sense to me, because the city is the one that's carrying the whole load here. And that definitely would not be fair to the community, because it's a new park. We really wouldn't like that, I don't think. Unless I'm wrong, somebody can correct me if they think I'm wrong. I'm saying if you have 12 people come from another town and they're using our field for practices in a game, that to me seems a little bit odd compared to if you have kids from Derby or citizens from Derby utilizing the facilities, because we want our people to be using it.
Right.
you know.
Well, Dennis will check into it. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. All right. Well, we trust what Dennis says, you know, looks at anyways.
Dennis who? Oh.
Yeah.
Dennis, what about the Bradley School?
Right.
What about the lights at the school? Is that all set?
You know what? I'm getting half your words.
What about the lights at Bradley School?
Bradley School.
Yeah, lights.
Yeah, well, yes. We had to do some work on the box, and we remedied that problem.
Good.
Yeah, someone was breaking into the box and turning the lights on and leaving them on. Public Works went up, and we're good now. We're good now.
Very good.
Okay.
Thanks.
So that's the end of your report, Dennis? I didn't think we had a lot. Now, is there anybody from the high school athletic directors or anybody there? I don't see them. There's nobody come from the high school, huh? Because remember, we had that question. Maybe if we had them in front of us, we could proceed with that question on the which is next on our agenda, and that's that signage that they were interested in. Because we still wanted to hear from them what their plan was for that. So I think pretty much we put that on hold, have we not? Until, there's not a lot going on, but.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we wanted it to come through here first before it went to the Board of Aldermen, but we're getting to a point now in the season and everything where it's going to be kind of moot for a long time, you know, so.
Yeah, until springtime. So, So what you're saying is we could take that back up at a later date then.
Yeah, maybe when somebody could come, you know. After the first year or so.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah, it was a very short agenda tonight. So I don't know, is there anything else that anybody wants to bring up or anything like that? Is there anything else that we need to look at on the agenda, or are we completed?
I guess this is me, huh, Karen?
That's you, Bev.
It's me, huh? This is very hard for me. I don't know how many of you know, but Jack and I have sold the house on Academy Hill. And right now we are renting in Shelton. So this will be my final meeting. I so hope that we could all meet together so I could say goodbye. But I am working with Mayor Zekin to find a woman to put on the board, an athletic woman, somebody who cares about the sports and derby, both male and female. And I think we've come up with a couple good names, but you will know that in the future. But right now, have great holidays. I'll miss you guys. And for heaven's sakes, find where that Red Clinch sign goes.
Okay.
I'll be watching for that.
You will be missed, Bev, and we can never pay you back for what you've done.
Yeah, you've done a tremendous amount. Yeah. Yeah, we really appreciate all your work that you've been doing. So, but it looks like we're going to have to sign somebody else to help Dennis this year with his budget, huh?
I'm going to send somebody. I'm helping Rich come up with somebody that is really interested.
Very good.
Bev, you and Jack will be very much missed.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mr. Chair. We'll be back. Maybe we'll be back. We'll see.
Mr. Okay. Chair.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, it's Mark Garfalo, Town Clerk.
Ahead,
I just want to speak just on behalf of everybody. Everybody in the city is going to miss them, but nobody's going to miss them more than their neighbors.
That's a good point you got there, Mark.
And it's a true
point. I missed it. What did he say? I missed him. What did he say?
What Mark says is that your neighbors are going to miss you more than everybody in Derby. Even.
I'm going to miss fried dough on Sunday, Stella.
We'll see if we can get it over to the Shelton time zone.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Bev.
Thanks, Bev. Great
person. Yep.
You could make
the
most.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Bev, it's been fun.
To adjourn tonight for the last time, Bev.
A motion to adjourn. Happy holidays.
We have a second.
Second, Ron.
Second that, Andy.
Okay, I think Ron beat you to it. He usually likes to be the one to give the motion, but okay. Good seeing everybody. Everybody have a Merry Christmas and a good holiday. And be safe.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
You too.
And make it a safe Christmas.
Yeah, stay safe.
Yes, everybody, stay well.
All right. Bye-bye. 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 Take care.